Live from the Grand Rapids Art Museum in downtown Grand Rapids, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And we would absolutely love it if all of you lovely folks here today with us would share your experience of Stateside Live with us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter and Instagram, and you can use the hashtag Stateside Live, and you can also download the Michigan Radio app and select Share Photos. Now it's time for our weekly check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. He's been cooking up some thoughts on the newly named Gordie Howe International Bridge, the one set to connect Detroit to Windsor, the second bridge. When I spoke with Daniel earlier, we talked about how really lucky Michigan is to have a friend like Canada and its Prime Minister Stephen Harper.
Oh, boy. I mean, he's paying the whole bill. The entire thing is, I think, a bit of an embarrassment for the state of Michigan, which will be a huge, huge beneficiary of the increased trade, of the new span, the construction jobs that will be used to build the span. And yet our legislature gets so tied up in knots by its relationship with Matty Maroon and its allergy to spending, even on a basic infrastructure project, that it takes the Prime Minister of Canada to come in and front the money, and down the road we go.
It makes one ask, do we really have lawmakers, whether state or federal, who are that unable to resist pressure from Matty Maroon, who's, I think, probably the only person who doesn't want the Gordie Howe?
Well, the short answer is pay attention to what they do, not what they say, right? And what they did here was very little. And whether that has to do with Matty Maroon or it has to do with a more conservative legislature that is afraid of being primaried from the right down the road for decisions that they make, remains to be seen. I think you'd have to ask individual legislators. Mm-hmm. But I think the sum total of it is what it is. And it's the Canadians are building this bridge. The other thing I think is very interesting here is even if the legislature were to support something that Matty Maroon was going to do, at the end of the day, we're talking about a sovereign country. And if a sovereign country in Canada decides they don't want to do business with somebody, a private individual, that's their prerogative. And so it's almost like this: if another bridge was going to happen, it was going to have to happen to some extent the way the Canadians wanted it to happen, because they had made their own decision for whatever reason that they weren't going to let a Maroon project make landfall. They think they were pretty clear about that. And as a result, we are where we are, and now we have the Gordie Howe, plans for the Gordie Howe International Bridge.
And it does make both Washington and Lansing look like freeloaders, because it still boggles the mind to me that after all the Canadians put into getting this second bridge going, the Obama administration wouldn't even cough up the, $250 to $300 million to build our own customs plaza. And when you consider the $2 billion to build the bridge, that's kind of pocket change.
Well, exactly. I mean, and this is from an administration that has shown no allergy to spending over the last 6 years. And yet this was a project that they didn't want to do. And actually, they agreed that they would pay for the operations and the salaries of the customs agents. I was like, well, that's good. Can you imagine a foreign country paying the salaries of U.S. customs agents? I mean, there are all sorts of appearance issues, I think, that are raised by that. So, yeah, I don't think, net-net, I don't think this makes us look very good. Governor Snyder did his best to cut a deal, and to his credit, he was able to cut a deal and essentially go around the legislature in that respect. But nothing was moving very quickly, and I think we're seeing in this legislature a bit of a reticence to move on these kinds of infrastructure issues, and the roads are another example of it.
Well, now, speaking of cutting deals, what do you make of Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan's talks with the Maroons to get a land deal? We know the Maroons have had their eye on Riverside Park since 2007, and this land deal with the city and the bridge companies moving forward. What's going on here?
Well, I think the mayor is being opportunistic. He probably knows what we've been talking about, that this was going to move ahead, that the prime minister was going to do what he was going to do, and he could pledge to support a project. It doesn't take much to pledge to support a project that's likely not to happen.
Because there's not a prayer on earth the Canadians are going to deal away any land on the Windsor side for that proposed second Maroon Bridge.
Well, that's exactly the point, isn't it? And I mean, that certainly seems to be what all the signs are. And again, I think it's important to pay attention to what people are doing as much as what they're saying.
So perhaps Detroit getting out of this would be some money and maybe windows in Michigan Central, which the Maroons have promised to do.
Right, and that's true, but they also are going to get the economic activity comes from this bridge. I mean, this is a very busy crossing, particularly so when you have economic growth time like we're living through right now, and I think it's positive.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. As always, thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.